December 22, 1920. The creative power is found in the divine will. Deaths which give life to others. I was thinking about the most holy will of God, saying to myself, what a magic force this divine will has, what power, what enchantment. Now, while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus told me, my daughter, the mere word will of God contains the creative power. Therefore, it has the power to create, to transform, to consume, and to make new torrents of light, of love, of sanctity flow in the soul. Only in the fiat is there creative power. And if the priest consecrates me in the host, it is because my will gave that power to those words which he pronounces over the holy host. Therefore, everything comes from the fiat, and is found in it. And if at the mere thought of doing my will the soul feels soothed, strengthened, changed, because by thinking of doing my will, it is as if she placed herself on the way to find all goods, what will it be to do it? After this, I recall that years before my sweet Jesus had said to me, we will present ourselves before the Supreme Majesty with written on our foreheads in indelible characters, we want death in order to give life to our brothers. We want pains in order to free them from eternal pains. Now, I said to myself, how can I do this if he does not come? I could do it with him, but I am unable to go by myself. And then, how can I suffer so many deaths? And blessed Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, you can do it always and in every instant, because I am always with you and I never leave you. And then, I want to tell you how these deaths are, and how they are formed. I suffer death when my will wants to operate some good in the creature, and departing from me, it brings with itself the grace and the help which are needed in order to do that good. If the creature is disposed to do that good, it is as if my will multiplied another life. If the creature is reluctant, it is as if my will suffered a death. Oh, how many deaths does my will suffer? Death in the creature is when I want her to do some good, and by not doing it, her will dies to that good. Therefore, if the creature is not in continuous act of doing my will, she receives as many deaths for as many times as she does not do it. She dies to that light which she should have by doing that good. She dies to that grace. She dies to those charisms. Now I will tell you what your deaths are, with which you could give life to our brothers. When you feel deprived of me and your heart is lacerated, and you feel an iron hand that squeezes it, you feel a death. Or rather, more than death, because death would be life for you. This death could give life to our brothers, because this pain and this death contain a divine life, an immense light, a creative power, they contain everything. They are a death and a pain which contain an eternal and infinite value. So, how many lives could you give to our brothers? I will suffer these deaths together with you, giving them the value of my death, so as to release life from death. Therefore, look at how many deaths you suffer, each time you want me and you do not find me as a real death for you, because you really do not see me and do not feel me. This is death for you, it is martyrdom. And that which is death for you can be life for others.